Hi there. The word for you today is live Caleb's way. In Joshua 14, verse 10, we read the words of Caleb in his old age. He tells Joshua, "The Lord has kept me alive." At the ripe old age of 85, one day Caleb comes up to Joshua and says, "The Lord has kept me alive. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war. Give me this mountain which the Lord spoke of in that day." And we read Joshua blessed Caleb and gave him Hebron, a mountain. Gave it to Caleb. Why? The Bible tells us because he wholly followed the Lord. There was nothing half-baked or half-hearted about Caleb. His dream kept him alive. He got out of bed every morning intent on pursuing it. You know, when God gives you a dream that's as big as a mountain, which was Caleb's case, it'll keep you going while others around you are giving up. But please hear me. Be careful who you listen to. Don't let the critics discourage you by saying you're too old. Bible says in Psalm 92, verse 12, that like a palm tree, you can produce your greatest harvest of fruit in your final years. They say when the sun goes down, that's when the stars come out. So you can shine brightest in the closing chapters of your life. Barbara Klassen tells a great story I'd like to share with you. She says, and I quote, "My great uncle lived to be 106. He was healthy and spry and took joy in chauffeuring his less able-bodied senior friends around town. On his 100th birthday, his driver's license came up for renewal. When he went to the licensing bureau, a skeptical clerk said, 'You're 100 years old. What do you need a driver's license for?' My uncle, completely nonplussed, replied, 'Somebody's got to drive the old folks around.' You know what? He continued to have a legal driver's license for the next 5 years, all the way to 105 years of age. So, the word for you today is do it Caleb's way. Live to the moment you die."